ثم الصلاه والسلام على سيد الانبياء والمرسلين خاتم النبيين حبيب الله العالمين سيدنا ومولانا بالقاسم محمد. وعلى اهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المظلومين المعصومين الميامين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من يومنا هذا إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الحكيم في كتابه الكريم وقوله الحق، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وأخي هارون هو أفصح مني لسانا فأرسله معي ردءا يصدقني إني أخاف أن يكذبون، صدق الله العلي العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. حضرت موسیٰ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام آفٹر فنیشنگ ہز کانٹریکٹ ود حضرت شعیب علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام پلانس ٹو موو ٹوورڈز ایجپٹ. ہی واز موونگ ٹوورڈز دا ایجپٹ ایٹ دا نائٹ ٹائم. He reached to the mountain of the Tur. At that place, the seventh section of the story of Hazrat Musa starts. That Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala started conversation with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam with the tree that is known as the Baqatul Mubarakah, with a blessed place that Hazrat Musa reached to the Tur. Some of our brothers has mentioned that in other chapters of the Quran, this story has been mentioned that Hazrat Musa went to the Kuh-e-Tur, mountain of the Tur, that Allah asked Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to respect this place because this place is the blessed place that Allah has started conversation with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. That's why we have mentioned that some of the places are there that Allah has blessed those places. When we reach to those places, our supplications will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also the reward will be multiplies more and more. We know that last night we had discussed about the miracles of Hazrat Musa, what he received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gift of Allah to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, through which Hazrat Musa can enter into the Egypt. He can easily stand against the tyrant of that time, Fir'aun and his chiefs. Hazrat Musa asking, when conversation has been started between Hazrat Musa and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Hazrat Musa started asking so many things from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. This is a time to ask from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that Allah has accepted his supplications and accepted his request that Hazrat Musa asked from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. After receiving the two miracles from Allah, Hazrat Musa asked from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala another thing: I need to enter into the Egypt. One is that I need assurance from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The Fir'aun and his soul chiefs are not getting revenge from me, that already I killed one Coptic man in Egypt. Maybe they are not to get the revenge from me, that Allah has indirectly Allah has given indication to Hazrat Musa that don't worry, you are in safe hand, you will be secure, the revenge will be not taken from you. This is the first thing that Hazrat Musa asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He get the reply from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then second thing that Hazrat Musa asked, that I need someone to testify me in the court of Fir'aun, who can speak in front of the Fir'aun, the tyrant of the time. At least, who is he? Hazrat Musa has mentioned the name of his brother, elder brother, Harun. Harun is a pious person, a righteous man. He went, Allah has accepted his supplication and his request of Hazrat Musa, and said this in this ayat. You can have the next slide. Because Harun is one of the person who is the family member of Musa the first, and he can speak better than Hazrat Musa, has a special quality that he is a good speaker too, and also he can testify Hazrat Musa. If supporters will start joining the revolution of Hazrat Musa, it will give a lot of confidence to Hazrat Musa itself, that Hazrat Harun, at least one person is there who can come with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. That's why I mentioned in the last night, on the way of Amr bin Ma'ruf, Aina yazmunkar, on the way of guidance, we need supporters. Those who are ready to support, we have to take their support on this way. Though if no one is there, we have to stand alone. If some people are there, those who are ready to support us, we have to take their support and move forward. That support will help us a lot on the way of Amr bi Maruf and Nahi az Munkar. That Allah has accepted the request of Hazrat Musa. Qala sanashuddu azuduka bi aqiq. We are ready to strengthen your arm with your brother, that is Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wassalam. Here one discussion is there, that who is Harun, whether he is a prophet, he was a messenger, or still he was waiting for the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to various scholars, Hazrat Harun was also a prophet. He has got the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the responsibility is limited. We know that after we are having the five great messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are known as Sahibe Shariat. That means they are directly they are getting message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The remaining prophet, those who are following these great messengers and great prophets, those who are following, like Hazrat Nuh is a Sahib Shariat. Those prophets that are coming after Nuh, they are conveying the message of Hazrat Nuh to the people, and they are also known as prophets and messengers, but their responsibility is limited. Hazrat Harun was also a prophet, but his responsibility is limited to guide the people of the area or the people of the Madian or Egypt. His responsibility is limited at that time, but Hazrat Musa is getting a larger and great responsibility from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His responsibility is, he is also one of the Sahib-e Shariat, what you call Ulul Azm Paighambar. That Ulul Azm Paighambar, he has a greater responsibility that Hazrat Harun should support Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. وَنَجْعَلُ لَكُمَا سُلْطَانًا. Here that Allah has promises to Hazrat Musa, don't worry, we are trying to strengthen your arm, but we are also providing you authority, that Sultan is in your hand. What is the Sultan means? The authority to guide the people, they are getting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here the tone of Allah has been changed. Before revealing this verse of Quran, Allah is talking with Hazrat Musa with singular form, ya Musa, or ka in Arabic for a singular person. But here, when Harun is ready to help Hazrat Musa, or Hazrat Musa is getting help of Hazrat Harun, then the tone of verse has been changed. Wa naj'alu lakuma, for not laka. Laka is for the singular, lakuma is for two person. Now Hazrat Musa is not only a responsible person to move towards the court of Fir'aun. Now Hazrat Musa and Harun, both of them are responsible, because Hazrat Harun has joined with Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. So this is the that way Allah is conveying the message to the people. If somebody is joining them, don't take their name by alone. You have to include the supporters too. بِأَخِيكَ وَنَجْعَلَ لَكُمَا سُلْطَانًا فَلَا يَسِلُونَ عِلَيْكُمَا. This is the guarantee that Allah has given to Hazrat Musa and Harun. They don't worry, they can't reach you, both of you, Harun and Musa. The Fir'aun and his chiefs can't reach Hazrat Musa and Harun. You are in safe hand, in a secure hand. Well, your responsibility is to move forward, to stand against Fir'aun and his chiefs. Your responsibility is that. Don't bother about other things, what is going to be happen, whether they will start killing them, they will stand against. Don't think about those things. We are taking care of you. Your responsibility is to stand against the Fir'aun. فَلَا يَسَلُونَ عِلَيْكُمَا بِآيَاتِنَا. But two clear signs that we have revealed on you. The one is the staff is converting into the snake, and other one is the shining hand. These two miracles are there in your hand. Two of you take these two miracles and enter into the court of Fir'aun. This is the first assurance and guarantee of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا يَسِلُونَ عِلَيْكُمَا. And what is the second one? The second one is أَنْتُمَا وَمَنِيَ تَبَعَكُمَا تُمَا الْغَالِبُ. The second assurance and guarantee from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you too and those who are following you too, will be victorious. This is zamanat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you move forward with these signs, don't neglect these signs, get the support, stay on the right path, move forward, Allah is with you. It's known as the Anna Inna Hizballah Humul Ghalibun. This is the word Ghalibun has mentioned in Quran. You are the victorious, you will be succeed. But by taking the sign and ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means you have to keep yourself away from ego, away from arrogance. You have to follow the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you will be succeeded in this world. This is the, again, Allah has given the, some assurance to Hazrat Musa and Harun. And also, mani tabaakuma, those who are following you. The mana tabaakuma is very much necessary to understand. Those who are following their leaders, Musa and Harun, they are following the Musa and Harun, they will also be gain the succeed in this world against the Fir'aun they are going to stand. That's why the following of your leader and listening to the leader is very much important. Ya Ali, Anta. This is one of the verse narration of our Prophet. Ya Ali, Anta wa shi'atuka humul faizun. So Anta wa shi'atuka. Most of the times the Anta is enough. You will be successful in this life. No, those who are following you, they will stand with you in this world and hereafter. They will get the succeed. Same thing that Allah has mentioned. Antuma wa manittaba'akuma. Those who are following you. But the word has been used is ittiba, not hub. This is a, one of the commentators mentioned this one thing. Ittiba means they had to follow the path. Not just saying that we love Hazrat Musa more than Bani Israel. That love is not enough. At least we had to follow the sayings of Hazrat Musa, fulfill the commands of Hazrat Musa to succeed in this world. Manittaba, ittaba is very much necessary. Love is not enough. The love brings the ittaba, is love is very valuable. And we, by simply saying that we love Hazrat Musa but not supporting him on this way, that means they will not be succeeded. They had to stand with Hazrat Musa and Harun. Please recite Salawat by Muhammad wa Ali. Another message that last night, maybe I have mentioned that the support of the relative is very much necessary, especially those who are brothers and sisters of your family. They have to support those who are standing against the zulm and unjust. They have to support their brothers and their sisters, those who are taking care of our religion. This is one of the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't left him alone on the right path, because they will be not going to be succeed in this world. If we can support them, we can support them by our words, by our help, by our wealth. We can stand with them. They can be able to move forward. This is the one thing that we have to understand from these verses of Quran. Next slide, please. فَلَمَّ جَاءَهُمْ مُوسَى. Here, the another section of story of Hazrat Musa has mentioned in this verse of Quran, but not in detail. Because in the various verses of Quran, this story and this section of this story of Hazrat Musa has mentioned in Surah Araf, in Surah Safat, in Ataha, other chapters of Quran. If you get the time in this month, please go to those chapters and review the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. You will get a best result, inshallah. Best message from these verses of Quran. But Allah has mentioned in brief that فَلَمَّ جَاءَهُمْ مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا بَيَّنَاتِ. Hazrat Musa enter into the court of Fir'aun. Directly Allah has mentioned this one. What happens on this way, how he reached to the Egypt, and what are the problems he faced on the way. Allah has didn't mention all those things in Quran. Because that those things are belongs to the personal life of Hazrat Musa. What difficulties has he faced on the way. When he was moving from Egypt to Madian, Allah has mentioned all those things. He has faced a lot of difficulties. First time is to enter into the Madian. He has supported some girls and he got some help from Hazrat Shuaib. All those things are mentioned. Here, he is a responsible person now. He is a prophet and messenger. And all the difficulties that he has faced from in this journey from the mountain of Tur towards Egypt, Allah has didn't mention anything about. He met to his family, mother, where his mother was, where his sister was, and where his family was, nothing was there in the Quran. What Allah has mentioned, the main thing for what Allah has appointed him as a messenger, that main message Allah wants to deliver in this verse of Quran. That Hazrat Musa entered into the castle of Pharaoh. He entered into the court of Fir'aun to guide him towards Tawheed, to guide him towards the truth, right path. فَلَمَّ جَاءَهُمْ مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ Two miracles are there in his hand, clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He entered into the court of Fir'aun. قَالُوا مَا هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُفْتَرًا What happens when he entered into the court? Lot of things happen in the court. Who are you? By this way, by this dress, holding a stick in your hand, you are a messenger. Fir'aun is saying, asking Hazrat Musa, by this dress and by holding a stick in your hand, by this face, you are the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can't see you are the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The messenger should be a wealthy man. The messenger should be come into a big car with high technology. You are holding a stick in your hand by saying, I am the prophet, I am a messenger. What is the sign of your messengership? What is the signs of your prophethood? Then Hazrat Musa shown him the two signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is that stuff that is converted into a snake. Another one, the shining hand. Both the signs Hazrat Musa has shown in the castle of Fir'aun, but suddenly they rejected the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a habit of all the kings and arrogant people, those who are having fear of losing their power in the community. By seeing all those things, the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the proof of the prophethood of Hazrat Musa, and also the speech of Hazrat Harun in the court. Some of the narration narrate that Hazrat Harun has given a beautiful speech in the court of Fir'aun. You know, who is my God? Who is my Allah? Who has created all this world? Creator of me and you. All those things they are mentioned in the court of Fir'aun, but they are not ready to accept the message of Hazrat Musa and Harun. They are rejected by saying that قَالُوا مَا هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ Muftara. Sehrun Muftara, yes, seher means what you call black magic. Seher means black magic. Just you are showing a black magic in our court. Muftara, a source, what you call sorcery, forged sorcery, you are just playing in our court. This is not a miracle. Everyone can do this one. We have seen in Egypt, a lot of people are there, those who can show the black magic. They are magicians. You are a magician, you are not a prophet, you are not a messenger. Just playing in my court. Mahaza illa sehrun muftar. The first reason they brought in front of Hazrat Musa, this is not a miracle, you are not a prophet. These are things that you are trying to deviate the people from the right path. They are staying, they are following me, I am their Lord. You are trying by the magic, you are trying to deviate the people from the right path. Mahaza illa sehrun muftara. Is the first reason they are brought in front of Hazrat Musa, and the second one is وَمَا سَمِعْنَا بِهَذَا فِي آبَائِنَا الْأَوَّلِينَ If there is any Lord apart from me, this is a sentence of Fir'aun, if there is Lord apart from me, but we have not heard from our parents, this news we not got from our ancestors, that means we are following a custom. Our customs is there. Our old custom is there. In our custom, there is no any discussion of Tawheed, any law, discussion of any Lord. Why you are mentioning there is one Lord, we have to follow him? No, there is no any Lord. Our parents didn't mention anything. That's why they have mentioned Wama Sami'na, we are not heard. Behada fi Aba Enal Avvalim, our forefathers, we didn't hide anything from them. Although they knew very well that Hazrat Ibrahim has conveyed the message of Tawheed. They know very well Hazrat Nuh has conveyed the message of Tawheed to them. The emperors of the Egypt, they know very well what is the concept of Tawheed, and they had to follow the Tawheed, but again they have rejected the message of Hazrat Musa and Harun in the court. By saying this, we are following a custom. Our custom will not give any permission to change the things. Here Ayatollah Nasir Makarim Shirazi has mentioned that people are bound to follow the customs more than religion. Is one thing comes in our mind, that is following the custom more than the religion and more than their intellect. They are bound to be follow the customs. They didn't want to come out from their old customs, old culture, what they are having. In various verses of Quran, Allah has mentioned that if your forefathers, your ancestors are on the wrong path, still you have to follow them? No, you have to think about those things. one thing is transferring from our ancestors or forefathers to our life, we have to think about those things, whether those things are correct or not. Maybe they are in circumstances, they have done this one, but we have to follow them. Now we have our own intellect, we have to use our intellect to think about that, whether our religion is also giving permission to follow that thing or not. وَمَا سَمِعْنَا بِهَذَا فِي آبَائِنَا الْأَوَّلِ We hadn't heard about these things. These two things they have mentioned in against the miracles of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Next slide, please. وَقَالَ مُوسَى رَبِّ عَالَمُ بِمَنْ جَاءَ بِالْهُدَى مِنْ عِنْدِهِ وَمَنْ تَكُونَ لَهُ عَاقِبَةُ الدَّارِ What should be the answer? إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ is not there. قَالَ مُوسَى رَبِّ عَالَمَ بِمَنْ جَاءَ بِالْهُدَى مِنْ عِنْدِهِ What is the answer? When the rejection is there, the rejection from Fir'aun and his chiefs, they have rejected the miracles of Hazrat Musa and the message of Hazrat Musa. At this time, those who have worked hard on the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the anxiety will be there. The angriness will be there. What they are rejecting is simple things. That means the concept of Tawheed is not a big thing. They have to accept where Allah has created me, us and our fathers. We are seeing by our naked eyes. At that time, the angriness will be come forward. The anxiety will be come. They have to shout against Fir'aun and Haman and their chiefs. At this time, they had to be shout. But Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Harun, they control themselves. This is not a time of becoming angry in front of Fir'aun the Malaiki, because they are ready to kill them. At this time, they had to control their emotions, control their feelings. At this time, they had to deliver a good message to them. They are sitting on, they are having the power. They are ready to kill them, both of them, Musa and Harun, because we know that after they have shown that miracle, especially the miracle of serpent, they are the followers of Hazrat Musa as increased in number. Those who are come to the court of Fir'aun, they are also accepted the message of Hazrat Musa and Harun. The followers of Musa and Harun was increasing minute by minute. At that time, this is the normal that they are ready to kill Hazrat Musa or and Hazrat Harun at this court itself. That's why they have controlled their emotions. They are responsible person. Responsibility are there in their shoulders. Then Hazrat Musa replied to them, وَقَالَ مُوسَى رَبِّ عَالَمُ بِمَنْ جَاءَ بِالْهُدَى مِنْ عِنْدِهِ You are a messenger. By these miracles, these are the sahirun, this is the magic, black magic, these are the things that you are deceiving the people. At that time, Hazrat Musa has replied to him, God knows better how to guide the people through me or Harun or some other person. Allahu ya'lamu haythu yaj'al risalata. God knows whom to select as a leader of the people. He knows better. Who is the guide of the people? God knows better. وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالْهُدَى مِنْ عِنْدِهِ It is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I have to enter into the court of Fir'aun. This is the order of Allah. Today me as a Musa, tomorrow some other person. But this is the responsibility we have to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not from you and some other persons. This is a prophethood is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The messengership will be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are rejecting these all things, my prophethood, my messengership. But you have to know that this guidance is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah can do the favor to whom has to guide the people, whom has to give the responsibility. I am the responsible person. I got the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am standing against you. This is the first thing that Hazrat Musa has mentioned. Ala Musa Rabbi Alam Ve Man Ja'a Bil Huda Min Indihi. Though Hazrat Harun is a best speaker, he was a best speaker. He has started speaking in front of Fir'aun. Narrations were there because Hazrat Musa is the leader. Hazrat Musa is the leader, even the leader of Hazrat Harun. Allah as conveying the message, revealing his wife and ilham to Hazrat Musa, not Harun. You know, Hazrat Harun has started speaking in front of Fir'aun. Still, Hazrat Musa is the leader. If two people are moving towards to do a job, one should be the leader. The other should be the follower of him. Though Hazrat Harun is also prophet, Hazrat Musa is also prophet. Now, in between these two, Hazrat Musa is the leader, the wahi, and the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is having conversation with Hazrat Musa, not Harun, because he is the leader. Hazrat Harun had to follow Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Qala Musa Rabbi alama biman ja'a bil huda. Meaning, the first thing, and the next thing is, wa man takunu lahu aqibatu dar. This is the main thing that Musa has mentioned in the court of Fir'aun. What is the second last thing? You have to wait to see what is the result. Now you are sitting, you are having the power, you are shouting in front of me, you are rejecting the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to wait and watch who is the winner. You have to wait and watch. The result and the end will be in those hands, those who are wise people, those who are righteous in their life, those who stand for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are staying on the right path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal aqibatu lil muttaqeen. The other verse of Quran mentioned that wal aqibatu, the result and the end will be in the hands of the righteous. Unjust people were shouting, they are standing against the mazlumin, the oppressed one, they have started killing them, but the result will be in the hands of mazlumin. The victory of the mazlumin will be the guaranteed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The victory of mustazafin will be guaranteed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal aqibatu, aqibatu dar. Dar means the house or a home. Wal aqibatu dar. Who is going to be succeed at the end? To whom Allah will be give the victory, we have to wait and watch. That's why one of the narration will be mentioned here is, we have to think about ourselves, what is going to be our end. Now we are good Muslims, now we are good Mumin, now we are fasting, we are praying for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the end of us? Whether we are able to save our faith and belief till our death or not, to the last minute of our life, whether we are able to save our iman, we are able to save our faith, then we are successful. Otherwise, these all those things are, our whole life is equal to a training or a course that we are moving forward. If we reach to a certain position, we had to save our faith, we had to save. Otherwise, we are losers in this world and hereafter. That's why in most of the supplications, our Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam requests to us to pray in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma aj'al aqibata umurena khaira. Allahumma aj'al aqibata umurena khaira. That our end should be on the way of Quran, on the way of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. Most of the scholars, the narrations are there, the stories are there at the end of their life. When they are going to die, they ask one question, whether Mawla Ali was on the right path or not. This one question will destroy all his life. But this is one question, whether I am thinking whether Mawla Ali was on the right path or not. Just a doubt come in his mind. The doubts will kill all his life, destroy all his life and faith. That's why we have to pray in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to die as a Muslim. We have to die. Allah wa tawaffana muslima. One of the narration narrate that wa tawaffana muslima. Allah gives the death, give us the death as a Muslim, as a mu'min, not as a ordinary person. Inshallah, Allah has granted us this tawfiq to be to live as a Muslim, and inshallah we will die as a Muslim. Inshallah, that will come. Live like Ali and die like Hussein is also a best slogan here for us. Inshallah. Please recite Salawat for Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. وقال موسى ربي عالم بما جاء بالهدى من عنده ومن تكون له عاقبة الدار. Inshallah, we'll see what is the result. وقال فرعون. Next slide. The time is there. We have to finish these two verses. وقال فرعون. وقال فرعون يا أيها الملأ ما علمت لكم من إله غيري. When Hazrat Musa conveyed his message, we have to wait for the end. We have to wait and watch what is the result, who is going to be gain the victory, who is going to be come with the victory in this fight, that fight of a true follower of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are rejecting the Tawheed. Then Hazrat Musa has conveyed his message. You have to wait and watch. I am the victorious, inshallah, because I am having the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, Firaun started using his power. وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنَ يَا أَيَّهَا الْمَلَأُ مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرِي. I do not know of any God that you may have other than me. Who is that God? I am the God of you all. I am the Lord of you all. Ana rabbukum al-ala. If there is any God, I am the greatest God. I am bigger than him, if you are having any God. But I don't know. I can't see any God apart from me. I am the God of the Miss Egypt and the follower, those who are staying in the Egypt. Qala al-Fir'aun. Now, as Fir'aun is using his power. Qala Fir'aun, ya ayyuhal mala'u ma alimtu lakum min ilahin ghayri. Then he ordered his minister to light him a fire, to make him a tower, I think. Yeah, to build him a tower, a great tower, by using the fire and the clay, and make him a great big tower. He can climb onto the top of the tower. He want to see where is the Lord of Hazrat Musa. You know, here though this thing is not logical, what Firaun is saying in front of his chiefs, but one intention is there. Intention of Firaun is other than this thing what he is saying now. What is that intention? Allama Tabatabai has mentioned in Tafsir al-Mizan. What is the intention of Firaun? Always in the history, and still now we can see that most of the politicians, those who are experts in politics, those who are ruling the people of this world, are at that time, whenever they think that they are losing their government or their power, or something has happened into their country and their city, suddenly they will change the scene. They change the scenario. They will change the page. They turn out the page to divert the intentions of the people, to divert the mind of the people. What people were thinking now at the court of Fir'aun, they are thinking that Musa is on the right path. We have to follow Musa in all the way. According to the message, they have succeeded. They have shown the miracles, they have succeeded. They conveyed the messages of Allah, they have succeeded. Those who are come against them, Hazrat Musa, they have shown their magic, they are all failed in front of Hazrat Musa. All those things are ready, that people are ready to accept the message of Hazrat Musa. Suddenly, Fir'aun changed, turned the page, he changed the scene. Oh Haman, built me a tower by using fire and clay. I want to climb that tower. I want to see where is the Lord of Hazrat Musa. That means the people think, oh, let me have a patience. Let's see what will going to be happen. We have to wait that what is the result that Fir'aun is climbing the tower and he want to see the Lord of Hazrat Musa. It will take a lot of time. Building a tower is not an easy task at the time too. So many people had to help the Haman. Then they had to build a tower. It will take long time. That time will provide them some sort of time they can think about other things. This is why they had diverted the mind of the people towards the tower. The same thing is happening. What is going on in Israel? We don't know from last 5 days to 10 days. Why? They have created a scene in Iraq. But what is going on in Iraq? Suddenly, when they want to do something in Syria, they will divert the mind of the people towards Iraq. When they want to do something in Israel, they will try to change the scene into Iraq or in some Afghanistan and Bahrain. They are very expert to do these things, what Fir'aun has done. The people are ready to accept the religion of Hazrat Musa. Suddenly they change the scene. Oh, we have to wait. We have to wait and watch how the tower will be going to be constructed and what time it will be take. Let's see what will the result will become forward. We will follow the result. Alatin faj ali sarhan la ali attalio ila ilahi Musa. You want to climb the tower, to reach to the tower, he will throw an arrow. That arrow will go towards the Lord of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. What news will we bring that arrow? We will follow that news. Wa inni la azunnahu min al kadibin. I think that Hazrat Musa is not saying truth. He did not have any Allah, any Lord. The Lord is myself. This is the Fir'aun using his power at this time. Maybe he is using his mind too. intellect to save his power and save his government from Musa and his followers, because they have a lot of fear. He asked to build the tower. What has happened? Haman has built the tower. In the next verses of Quran, inshallah, we didn't want to go in the detail. Inshallah, tomorrow I will explain something about what magicians has done in the court of Firon and what is the result of the tower. But here we are going to take the result is wastakbara. The next slide, please. Wastakbara huwa wa junuduhu fil ard bi ghayri al haqq wa dhannu annahum ilayna yarja'un la yarja'un. Wastakbara huwa wa junuduhu. This is the result that Allah has given as a message to all those who are reciting Quran, those who are trying to understand the message of Quran. This is the message that Allah has given to all the believers. Why Fir'aun is not ready to accept the message of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? The message was very clear. The message was very clear. We know that apart from the miracles, the personal life of Hazrat Musa, the personal life of Hazrat Harun, also supporting them to stand against the tyrants of that time. Even for a minute, they are not ready to accept, at the young age, they were not ready to accept the commands of Fir'aun. They know very well that these two are very clear in their character, their morals, their beliefs and faith. The message was clear at that time. They have seen the miracles. Still, why they are rejected the message of Hazrat Musa, the prophethood of Hazrat Musa? One word that Allah has been used at the end of this story, the story of the court of Firon, is wastakbara huwa wa junuduhu. Why a people, man is rejecting any good message? Because of they are arrogant people. The arrogancy is there because they are arrogant people. Even Firon and his soldiers, they are rejecting because of their arrogance. Only one disease is there. The disease comes in our mind. By this, that disease, we are able to reject all the truth and all the prophets and all the messenger and the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only one disease, that is, disease is known as ghurur and takabbur. I am the best. No one is other than me is the best or a god. We are not ready to accept the qualities of the people. We are not ready to accept the attributes of the people. We are not ready to accept what the services of the people. We will think that we are the best. I am the best. Allah has mentioned that no, this arrogancy will brought them down. They are not ready to accept the message of Hazrat Musa and Harun fil ard bighayri al-haq, without any reason. Oh, Hazrat Musa has shown some miracles. Oh, if you want to reject, if you want to not obey or accept the miracles of Hazrat Musa, you have to bring better than the miracles of Hazrat Musa. That's the reason. You have to show any reason, but you are rejecting the miracles of Hazrat Musa. Without any reason, they are rejected. They have not accepted the message of Hazrat Musa and Harun. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. They are thinking that they are not brought back to us. They are thinking that this life is enough for them. This life is end for them. They are not coming back to us. No, they are, by rejecting the message of Hazrat Musa and the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the concept of the Tawheed, indirectly they are not accepting the concept of Qiyamah. These are two things that is main things for every Muslim and every believer. The belief of Tawheed and the faith of Qiyamah. These two things will keep us on the right path. If they are not accepting the message of Allah because without reason, and also they will thinking that there is no Qiyamah at all. If an arrogant man, they will think that the Qiyamah is there, accountability is there, we have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will accept the message of our prophets. They will accept. Because if accountability is there, we had to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then everything will be come into the normal. When we are not thinking about the accountability, that the result will be there. They are ready to reject the message of our prophets too. Please recite Salawat on Muhammad wa ala. Oh, what is going to be happen? They are rejected. They are not accepted the message of Allah and the message of Hazrat Musa and Harun. What is the result? In this world, some result will be there, the punishment will be there, They are the arrogant people. They have done a lot of mistakes in their life. Sins in their life, they are not ready to accept the message of Tawheed. They are not ready to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Still, they are standing against Hazrat Musa and Harun. What is the result? The result, next slide, please. The result is there. This is the last verse of ayat. Verse today's, we don't worry. فَأَقَذْنَاهُمْ وَجُنُودُهُ فَنَبَذْنَاهُمْ فِي الْيَمِّ. What Allah has done? The punishment was ready for them. They have shown their arrogancy that Allah has sent the punishment for them. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ, we seized them. We seized him and his cohorts and threw them into the sea, where they are feeling that we are the owner of this river, we are the owner of this land. Allah has sent the punishment that they have drowned them in the same river that they are thinking that they are the owner of that land. This is the result of arrogancy. This is the result of ghurur. This is the result of istakbar, takabbur and istakbar. The same word wastakbara has used for shaitan in Quran. In the chapter Baqarah, the same. Why Satan is not ready to prostrate in front of Hazrat Adam? The same word, Aba Wastakbara. Allah has used the same word, and the same word has been used for Fir'aun. The same word we can use for the Fir'aun of this time too. Wastakbara. What is their punishment? Allah has drowned them into the river. Fanzur ka kaifa kana aqibatuh. The two aqibat, aqibatul zalimin, aqibatul muttaqin. Where is aqibatul muttaqin? Hazrat Musa has become prophet, the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What has become the aqibat of the unjust people like Fir'aun and his followers? They are down into the river. There, no one is there to take the name of the Fir'aun now and the Haman and his soldiers, but everyone who is taking the name of Hazrat Musa with lot of respect. With a lot of respect. This is the aqibatul muttaqin and aqibatul zalimin. The two group of the peoples are there in every community. Some muttaqin are there, some zalimin are there, unjust people. They are starting doing the zulm on the muttaqin, but muttaqin will be at the end those who are gaining the victory in this world and thereafter too, inshallah. May Allah give us tawfiq to follow the messages of our Prophet. यहाँ पर जो तकबर का नतीजा है, जो गुरूर का नतीजा है, जो सर उठाने का नतीजा है, आयतुल्ला जवाद अमली ने तफसीर में कहा है कि जितना बुलंद सर फिरौन ने उठाया था, उतना ही पस्त अजाब अल्लाह ने उस पर नाजिल किया. मतलब उसने क्या कहा था, अना रब्बो कुमल आला. सारे लोग जितने भी जालिम मरे हैं वो जमीन पर मरे हैं. उसने सर बहुत बड़ा उठाया था तो परवरदिगार आलम ने पानी में उसे डुबोया. पानी में जब इंसान जाता है तो पस्ती की तरफ चला जाता है. बस कुरान की आयतें हैं, हमने पानी में जहन्नम की आग को छुपा के रखा है. मतलब ये बहुत ही खूबसूरत आयत है. आजकल जो सुनामी आ रहे हैं उससे पता चलता है पानी में भी कोई आग, कोई है हरारत पानी के अंदर भी. तो कुरान उस 1400 साल पहले कर रहा है, हमने फिरौन के लिए पानी के अंदर जहन्नम बना के रखा था. पानी के अंदर जहन्नम बना के हमने रखा था. फिरौन को जब डुबोया तो उस जहन्नम में हमने दाखिल किया जो पानी के अंदर तहों के नीचे वो जहन्नम बनाई गई थी. उसने कहा था मैं सबसे ऊपर हूं, तो अल्लाह ने कहा तो सबसे नीचे जा. ये एक इबरत है उन लोगों के लिए जो गुरूर और तकबर का सहारा लेकर दुनिया में जिंदगी गुजारते हैं. क्या किया, हक का तकबर का नतीजा क्या होता है, हक का इनकार, हालात को बदलना, लोगों को दबाना, कत्ल की धमकी और इंतकाम लेने की कोशिश, और उन लोगों के साथ ऐसा बर्ताव करना जो लोग अल्लाह वाले हैं, जो लोग तकवा के हामिल हैं, जो परहेजगार हैं. उनको पता है किरदार मूसा क्या है, उनको पता है किरदार हारून क्या है, अच्छी तरह पता है. लेकिन पता होने के बावजूद भी हर चीज का इनकार किया कि सिर्फ इस बात के डर के लिए कि अगर ये आ जाए तो हमारा क्या होगा, अब ये आ जाए तो हमारा क्या होगा. पता है एक स्कॉलर ने बड़ा खूबसूरत जुमला कहा है. मैं जब मुतालिया कर रहा था तो वो मेरी निगाहें उस जुमले की तरफ पड़ी, तो मैं आपको बयान कर देना चाहता हूं कि फिर यजीद के पास सारी हुकूमत मौजूद थी. यजीद के पास हुकूमत मौजूद थी, तख्त मौजूद था, लश्कर उसका, कई اصحاب نبی، کئی تابعین نبی، کئی تبع تابعین نبی نے یزید کی بیعت کر لی تھی. یہ سب کچھ ہو جانے کے باوجود یزید کو کیا پڑی تھی کہ وہ امام حسین علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی بیعت مانگ رہا تھا؟ دیکھیے یہاں پر آ کر حق کی طاقت اور باطل کی کمزوری کا پتہ چلتا ہے. کیا پڑی تھی کہ امام حسین ایک اگر بیعت نہ بھی کرتے تو یزید کو کیا پڑی تھی کہ وہ امام حسین کے پیچھے پڑا ہوا ہے کہ آپ بیعت نہیں کریں گے تو میں آپ کے ساتھ جنگ کروں گا، آپ کو قتل کر دوں گا. بھئی ساری حکومت پڑی ہے، ساری زمین پڑی ہے، لے لو وہاں پر حکومت کرو، امام حسین کی ضرورت کیا ہے؟ کیوں امام حسین کے پیچھے پڑے ہوئے ہو؟ اس لیے کہ یزید کو پتہ، خوبصورت جملہ ہے، میں امانت کے طور پر آپ کے حوالے کر رہا ہوں، کہ یزید کو پتا تھا اسلامی حکومت کے لیے ایک سگنیچر کی ضرورت ہے، ایک سائن کی ضرورت ہے. اور اسلامی اس وقت زمانے میں، اسلامی ٹیریٹری میں سوائے امام حسین علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی کوئی ایسی شخصیت نہیں تھی جو خلیفہ معین کر سکے، جو لیڈر معین کر سکے. یعنی نواسۂ رسول واحد شخصیت ہی روئے زمین پر، اگر حسین کہہ دے ہاں تو حکومت جائز، اگر حسین کہہ دے نہ تو حکومت نہ جائز. یزید کو بھی پتا اگر یہ حسین امضا کر دے، یہ حسین سائن کر دے تو تاریخ میں میری حکومت ہاں میں بدل جائے گی، اگر یہ نہ کہہ دے تو ساری تاریخ میں میری حکومت لوگ نہ ہی کہیں گے. یعنی اگر حسین ہاں کہہ دے تو میری حکومت جائز، حسین نہ کہہ دے تو میری حکومت غصبی ناجائز حکومت ہو جائے گی. تو کہا حسین سگنیچر کر دیں تو میں کامیاب ہو جاؤں گا. وہ سمجھتا تھا کہ حسین سگنیچر کر دیں، یہ وارث موسیٰ ہیں، السلام علیکم یا وارث موسیٰ کلیم اللہ، یہ وارث عیسیٰ ہیں، یہ وارث محمد مصطفیٰ ہیں، یہ سگنیچر کر دیں گے. انہوں نے قیام کیا، اسی طرح قیام کیا جیسے حضرت موسیٰ نے فرعون کے دربار میں کیا تھا. امام حسین علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے یزید کے خلاف قیام کیا. والعاقبت للمتقین، انجام پرہیزگاروں کا بہترین انجام ہے. آج یزید کا نام لینے والا کوئی نہیں، ہر گاؤں میں، ہر شہر میں، ہر ملک میں، ہر موقع پر، ہر بھونٹ پانی کے بعد حسین کا نام لینے والے ہزاروں بچے ہیں، ہزاروں نام ہیں، ہزاروں قبیلے ہیں. یہ اللہ کا وعدہ ہے کہ سختیاں ہوں گی، پریشانیاں ہوں گی، مصیبتیں ہوں گی، جھیلنا پڑے گا، لیکن نتیجہ ان لوگوں کے ساتھ ہے جو دنیا میں مظلوم ہیں اور پرہیزگار ہیں. پروردگار پرہیزگاروں کو، مظلومین کو نصرت عطا فرما اور ظالمین کو نیست و نابود کر دے. اور ہمیں اس سال اور ہر سال حج و زیارت سے مشرف فرما، خصوصاً کربلا کی زیارت نصیب فرما، اماکن مقدسہ کربلا، نجف، کاظمین و سامرہ کی حفاظت فرما، روضہ مطہر حضرت زینب اور حضرت سکینہ کی حفاظت فرما، جو ان کی تحفظ کے لیے جہاد کر رہے ہیں پروردگار ان کی نصرت فرما. پروردگار امام زمانہ کے ظہور میں تعجیل فرما، ہمیں ان کے آوان و انصار میں شمار فرما. وآخر دعوانا ان الحمدللہ رب العالمین.
جزاک اللہ مولانا. Brothers, we need five brothers to join Brother Wajah Siddiqui in the ladies section. So then, inshallah, we can have a